Matt Greenwood with Stan White, head coach of the Arcadia Valley Tigers. They take third place in the MAAA Conference Tournament with a 75-66 win over Valley Catholic. Coach Whited, what an outstanding, fun, up-and-down game. Now, what was it like for you on the sidelines to be coaching this one?
It was fun. They kept coming back. I wish we could have pulled away, but with the girl hitting all the three-pointers, she kept them in the game. But it was a fun game because I love the up-and-down transition. And our defense was still pretty good outside of her hitting all those threes against us. But it was a fun game to coach.
Yeah, Sydney Bosler, 34 points on the other bench for Valley Catholic. But you got four players in double figures. One who made 20 points, that's Gracie Smith. She finished with 21. Josie Landrum behind her with 19. And then you get Jaysa Brockes with 15 and Michaela Moise at 14 points. Talk about the performance from the team all around.
Yeah, I love it when we have four players in double digits. It usually means we're going to win. And that we're getting good contributions from each player. So I love when we have three, four players in double digits. We're tough because we don't have one girl you can focus on. I don't know who my leading scorer is going to be from one game to the next, and so I know the other team can't figure that out. We just play. We just transition. We just run, and whatever advantage we get, we try to take advantage of it. And I'm glad to hear that we had four players in double digits. It's always good to have that.
Gracie Smith, for a girl her size, dribbled the ball very well, was able to penetrate the lane multiple times. Off the ball, a good cutter as well. Katie Whited, I guess maybe she's trying to trademark those one-handed passes with the right.
Yeah.
Those are some pretty good, strong passes to open players. That was a good for you guys to have the fast break, the transition game led by her. What about those two comments I just made about Whited's passing ability and Gracie Smith's ability to dribble the ball for her size?
Yeah, when they're playing well together, there are two guards that handle the ball the most. When they're playing well, I really like our offense works so much better as they're moving the ball around. Katie loves to throw the one-handed pass. Sometimes it turns out great. Sometimes it's very risky sometimes. But our girls are more used to playing with each other now, and they know those kind of passes are coming. And they seem to work more often than not, but I'm happy with our guards, especially tonight with Gracie cutting through the middle and our ball handling. It was pretty good tonight. I was happy with Katie's passing for the most part tonight. She had several assists, and I'm happy with it.
You get third place in this MAAA Conference Tournament. How do you think that's going to help you moving forward as the season gets close to wrapping up?
It's good because we've had the one game we lost to Central we still played well and we had three pretty good games here, so our confidence is still up and still high, and we're looking forward to the next few games. So I think this week was good for us. We played three good games.
Who do you have next on the schedule?
We play Central Monday night, actually, and Potosi on Thursday night. So we're just going to come out and play hard in every game. That's all we can do.
And then districts, right?
And then districts, yes.
Coming up
quick.
Yep, coming up quick. Well, Coach, congratulations on taking third place in this MAAA Conference Tournament, and we'll best of luck to you this upcoming weekend into districts.
All right, thank you very much.
Stan Whited, head coach for Arcadia Valley, a 75-66 win over the Valley Catholic Warriors, taking third place in the MAAA Conference Tournament. Second half action for the girls' championship between Farmington and Central right around the corner here on J98 The Boot.